Okay, before we go on,
just so you know, if you're curious, just why I'm in uniform, I was called back to do the, I'm supposed to go on this overseas duty later this month, but as a result of conditions there, I'm going earlier, just later, so I didn't think it would be this much earlier, but it just happened to fall on this date, so I apologize for being in uniform. This isn't a military tribunal. I'm still administrative hearing officer.
It's approximately 9:06 a.m. on Friday, November the 5th of 2010. I'm Attorney Anthony Camacho. I'm appearing as the hearing officer in the appeal of Pacific Data Systems, Inc., appeal number OPA-PA-10-005. And we are here for a pre-hearing conference on that appeal. Will the members of the staff of the Office of Public Accountability who are present this morning please identify themselves for the record?
Josh Forrest, Public Auditor.
Ann Camacho, Procurement Appeal Staff.
Frank St. Cooper, Auditor.
Will the counsel for the appellant please identify himself and any institutional representatives that are with him this morning?
Yes, sir. This is Bill Mann, attorney for PDS, and Sean Day, president of PDS, is with me.
Thank you. Will the attorney for the purchasing agency please identify herself and any institutional representatives that are with her this morning?
Sarah Strock from Cabot Matrimonia. I represent GCC, and I do not have any institutional representatives with me today.
Thank you, Ms. Strock. Any interested parties present, please identify themselves for the record.
Morning, Jeff Cook from Cunliffe and Cook, and I represent Telegram Legal LLC. I don't have any representative with me today.
Thank you. Now, as a preliminary matter, I believe we have a motion to compel filed by the appellant on or about November the 3rd of 2010. Are all the parties, been served with that motion?
GCC has been
served. I believe so, yes.
Yes.
Have the parties been able to come to any resolution concerning the issue of access to portions of the procurement data that have been deemed sealed by the purchasing agency?
I'll let Jeff Cook handle this.
But we did send out a letter yesterday to Ms. Strock and copied it to Mr. Mann, advising that certain portions of the bid my client had reviewed and determined that they were pricing information and they should be made public. And I was asking Ms. Strock to make those sections public, which were specifically, I believe, was section 6 of the bid and then page 24 of section 7. The remaining portions of the proposal, my client's position is they are, in fact, proprietary and confidential, that they were identified to the agency, and apparently the agency accepted because they didn't require them to be open. So, to answer your question, we have informed Mr. Mann and GCC a certain item that we feel should be made open. If there's other issues, there's other portions that we still take the position shouldn't be.
And Mr. Mann, did that adequately resolve the motion to compel, or is there still issues remaining?
It's unanswered, yeah. Although we have not seen Section 6. We haven't been advised with the documents that you get, but the telegram is now agreed to make public. However, a large mistake, my understanding is a large portion of the bid is still being provided. And the burden is on Telegram to justify that. The rule is, the default rule is everything's public, and if something is designated as proprietary, it's on the burden of Telegram to demonstrate why.
Well, we're not here to argue the motion to compel. We're just seeing if there's any kind of preliminary resolution between the parties. If not, I'm going to set a briefing schedule, okay, to to give GCC and interested party GCA the opportunity to respond to your motion to compel, or give you more time to resolve the issue if possible.
As soon as we see what has been released, we'll promptly let everybody know whether we consider that to be adequate. But I think this, we should probably set a briefing schedule because I suspect that we will not agree.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at actually having the, I do hope to be back on or about the 23rd of this month. The party is available for a hearing on the motion to compel on November the 23rd.
I'm scheduled to start a trial on the 22nd, and I'm not 100% sure whether or not it will go, and it's a 3-day trial. It might
settle. Well, this would be for 1 o'clock. I anticipated a motion hearing just to be 1 hour.
Okay.
Give you some time, like, even if your trial began.
To ask the judge to accommodate? I think that should be fine.
And normally, I think that even in a jury trial, Mr. Pitching is our practice law here. Lunch is usually last through 2 o'clock.
I would agree.
Okay. So, we're going to... I'm going to set this for, well, we'll schedule the hearing for, the appellant's motion to compel for November the 23rd at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll, the purchasing agency and the interested party be able to submit their opposition by Friday, November the 12th?
Yes. The 11th is a holiday, that's Veterans Day?
November 12th would be deadline for to file and serve your opposition to the motion. And would November the 19th be sufficient time, Mr. Mann, to submit a reply to their opposition?
That would be fine.
Okay, so we'll then, so I'll put this in a order, which I will issue today, but just for clarification in the record. The opposition to Thomas' motion to compel will be due. The filing deadline and also the deadline to serve it on the other parties is November the 12th at 10 to 5 o'clock p.m. The deadline for the appellant to serve their reply to the opposition will be November the 19th at 5 o'clock p.m. and also to file their reply with the OPA. Okay? And the hearing will be 1 o'clock p.m. on November the 23rd of 2010. As such, and that leads me to the next issue. Do we need to have a formal hearing in this matter, or do the parties wish to have it resolved via their pleadings, their briefs?
PBS would like to have a formal hearing.
Okay, did you file the request for a formal hearing?
I think it's due today and will be
filed. Okay. So we'll... I'm going to basically continue the pre-hearing conference until November the 23rd. Okay, and we'll take that up after we hear the arguments for the motion to compel. That might basically affect the timeline for the discovery one way or the other. Okay? Are there any other issues that we need to take up at this time?
PBS wants to make it clear that it is now authorized to be released of its entire bid.
Okay, well, at this point, I haven't seen anything. So unless your motion, Mr. Mann, is withdrawn, okay?
Oh, no, I just wanted to make that clear. there for purposes of GCC. EDS is entirely open to release.
Was it already released?
Well, I've already notified you that it should be released.
Okay.
And so I don't think we need to provide it and make part of the agency's effort. And I would appreciate receiving what telephone is now agreed. It's not confidential. You know, zero risk of meetings.
I did email my client this morning and said, this is what you're allowed to turn over. I've also told my client not to turn over anything that is, he insists is still marked confidential. So whatever Jeff Cook said is okay, they should be turned over. I asked for today. I know that one of their procurement officers is on maternity leave. Another one was sick as of Wednesday. So I'm hoping it'll go out today, but if not, hopefully Monday.
Okay. So,
contract has been awarded, but everything is on hold right now for this process. No, there's no, on my knowledge.
All right. So, an oral issue. Are there any other issues that need to be taken up by the parties?
And not from GCC.
Okay. Now, if you're satisfied with the disclosures that they make between now and the hearing date, then you would make the necessary filing to withdraw your motion, and then we'll just proceed with the pre-hearing conference and set a formal hearing in this matter, assuming you file your request for formal hearing today. Okay?
Thank you.
Sorry. All right. Then this hearing is adjourned. It is approximately 9:19 a.m. We're off the record. Thank you.